Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Oh, the things we talk about off air. Yesterday, the Cleveland Guardians victorious over the Athletics, the Vegas, Sacramento, Oakland, who cares?
Homeless A's, Mitch.
Exactly.
Get it right.
They're still the Oakland A's to me.
No matter what, where they're from, they lost. 8-2, the Guardians take 2 out of 3 in the series. Gavin Williams, in his best outing of the season, a season-high 7 innings pitch, 11 strikeouts with scattering 4 hits and a run. Talking about his approach against a mostly hapless A's lineup yesterday.
They pound the ball into the ground. They're bad at hitting sinkers. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but just needed to mix it in there a lot more. Other than that, just mixed the whole game, which is good.
He's just telling it like it is, and that's a guy that you need to have down this stretch, especially against these bad teams you're facing late in the season.
Yeah, I always like to feel like pitchers like Gavin Williams and others like gain momentum against some of these like low life teams, and then they go back out there against like a good team, and it's just like they're not great again. So I don't know. Like I think it's a good momentum builder. It's a great start for him. Can you tell I'm very just like cautious in anything the Guardians are doing right now? I'm just kind of, I don't know. I'm just tired of drinking the Kool-Aid. I keep falling for it. I'm like, yeah, they're back, and then they're not back.
They're gonna, by September, they're gonna have you hook, line, and sinker.
Nope,
you're gonna be canceling any late October plans. You think they're going to the World Series, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, they'll be bounced by the second week of October.
As long as Detroit continues some sort of slide, like we talked about earlier, even though they won last night again, Tarik Skubal looks like the best pitcher on the planet. That's gonna be a little tough come October, but now I'm keeping hope.
I think they play Detroit one more time this year.
I want to say
two more times.
Two more times?
Yes, two more times.
Yes. Okay. And it's like the last series.
Okay. So there's a chance. They're not out of it. But yes, they need a lot of losing to happen.
Yesterday, before the game yesterday, Guardians president Chris Antonetti making some statements regarding some things going on with the team, talking about one involving Shane Bieber, who is set to make his second rehab start very soon.
I think right now it's most likely to be in Lake County, where he will make his next appearance on Tuesday. And it'll be a couple of innings, somewhere between 2 and 3 innings, depending upon how many pitches he throws.
Now, I don't mean to toot my own horn again once on the air, because I've done it with you guys before. I'm going to be doing that game on Tuesday, so I'm going to be giving you guys a scouting report on Shane Bieber here to see what he's looking like.
Congratulations on all your success.
Do we have a Mitch horn to toot?
No, and we won't be getting one.
Okay.
Mitch needs a sponsor. I know Daryl's here with us this morning. He usually is on the morning show, and he's usually brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Clean Smear Jewelry Store, but we need Mitch with his Shane Bieber updates to have a sponsor, I think, as well.
I'm a little surprised they are going with Lake County here, but it does at least make sense because they want to make it an easier outing for him. They want to ramp him up in terms of innings because it was either this or Columbus.
It's also a 20-minute drive compared to a two-hour drive.
Exactly, because Akron's out on the road.
I do find it awesome, though, that like for the Guardians, all their farm teams are like within the state. It makes it super easy. I used to work when I lived in Rochester for the Rochester Red Wings, and their AAA affiliate was the Twins. It just made, like, no sense. They're in a different time zone. They got to fly across the country. Now I think they're the Nationals, so it's a little bit better.
Well, Columbus Clippers used to be the Yankees.
How long ago was that, though?
Yeah, that was up until, like, what, 20 years ago?
Until Cleveland took them
over. That was a lot of minor league baseball was up until about 20 years ago.
But within the last 20 years, it's nice that all of Cleveland's teams are all within the state. So it makes it easy to, like, put Bieber somewhere, anybody rehabbing in places where then they can be up with the team sooner.
Are you going to play a bunch of Justin Bieber music?
Probably not. We had Tyler Naquin come out of the bullpen the other night, and we did play his song that he used to have when he came out in the bat. Yes, exactly. We nailed it. And he had a good standing ovation. 2 scoreless innings out of him. Not too bad. They still lost, but he did good.
Is Jason Kipnis' walk-up song still the best one in Guardians history? That song was awesome.
No, I...
The saxophone?
Gonzalez, SpongeBob, that's a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gonzalez, SpongeBob,
so
SquarePants. It was awkward.
Fun.
As a person who used to get to click the button for Jason Kipnis's, he waited, and there's a rule. Once they're in the batter's box, the song has to stop. He used to wait, and the umps would tell him, get in the box. And he was like, no, I've got to hear this part of the song. We're not playing baseball until I hear myself.
That makes it even better.
Timing's a big part of that. Yesterday, over on the other side of the pond, Scottie Scheffler adding another trophy to his closet, his 4th major and his 2nd of the year at the Open Championship. And he made some waves pre-tournament by talking about how this tournament, even if he were to go out and win it, wouldn't necessarily fulfill him in terms of being just a person more than a golfer. And Scottie was able to clarify some of those comments yesterday.
I think we live now in a day and age of where, you know, clickbait is kind of what people look for, and you can shorten a 5-minute clip into, you know, three words, I think really underestimates what I was trying to communicate. You know, maybe I didn't do as effective of a job of what I would have hoped to in communicating that, but, you know, at the end of the day, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude towards moments like these.
And I do respect what he's trying to say here. I think he's just become the Nikola Jokic of golf, where he's just bored at this point.
He wants to go back to his home country and work with his horses, you know, take care of his horses. No, listen, I do think... I don't think that those comments hurt Scottie Scheffler.
No, maybe
like,
it helps.
I think a lot of people... I saw that clip going around, and a lot of people were saying, like, this is super relatable. I get where he's coming from. But I do think, like, as we had the conversation earlier about, can he be the next Tiger? Is he on a Tiger-like run for the first time in a long time? We've seen somebody doing this. Like, I think it makes it difficult for us to be like, this is the guy that's going to sort of be the next Tiger or supplant Tiger, when his attitude is kind of like, ho-hum, another golf tournament, he just goes out and wins it in dominating fashion, but it doesn't really seem like it fully fulfills him. Because Tiger was largely defined by winning those tournaments. Like, I understand there was, like, the pristine image off the links, but, man, like, when he was out there, it was, like, entertainment to another level. That's what drew everybody to him. It was phenomenal.
Scotty strikes me as a guy that he'll get to winning X number of majors, and, like, there's nothing else for me to accomplish. I'm just going to go back to, like, playing at the country club.
What if he does catch Tiger? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if he catches Tiger, like,
I just don't think he's
driven by
it. Is
he just going to show up to the press conference and be like, yeah, I'm just honored? And it's like, okay, that's it? Like, yeah. you just topped the best golfer of all time, arguably, and that's your reaction? Like, you're not, like, super... I don't know, like, that's the thing that's, I think, going to hurt him in the long run if he's trying to... And he's clearly not trying to be...
Yeah, I don't think he's driven the way Tiger's, and I don't, and that's not a shot at Scotty. I think that the mental makeup in comparison to Tiger, it's almost polar opposite.
Yeah.
We'll make this quick. On the Nightcap podcast the other night, Chad Ochocinco responding to some comments that former Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel made on Logan Paul's and Paulson podcast this week.
Yeah, I would never blame the city. The city's not an excuse. I'm going to play football. I'm going to play football. I've been to Cleveland before. Hell, I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland. There are things that I like to do when I go to a city like that. Matter of fact, if I'm just coming from Texas A&M, I love me some Johnny Manziel based on what he did in college. I don't want to go to a big city. I don't want to go to an atmosphere that is similar to that of what I had in college.
I feel like that I love Cleveland line is like something we have as a tagline at the end of the show now. I think it's great that he said that, and it's somebody who's like an outsider who honestly was like on a rival team. I'm so sick of, like, anytime Johnny Manziel is looking for, like, relevancy somewhere, he goes on the next podcast and he just bashes Cleveland. His college career is his college career. His NFL career is basically at this point wrapped up in anywhere he can go and just rip on blame Cleveland for his problems. He does it. And that's all he's remembered for at this point for his NFL career.
Most vile, disrespectful approach for a number one draft pick that I have ever seen firsthand. And that was also covering Justin Gilbert, who didn't know how to set his alarm clock.
That's it for About Last Night.